I'm thankful for my family, turkey, cars, Slurpees, football, helmets, blankets, milkshakes, beach, waves, for swimming, goggles. I'm thankful for gasoline, the internet, Twitter, Facebook, for friends, for strawberries, pancakes. I like steak, pumpkin pie, key lime pie, cherry pie, apple pie, raisin pie, blueberry pie, pumpkin chiffon pie, cheesecake pie. And I'm thankful for questions for Dear Drew. First one comes from Kevin Berry, and Kevin represents about 70% of you that sent in a question or comment. I call for this farce of a game in Mexico to be struck from the record books. I call for a rematch with the Oakland Raiders in friendly territory with impartial officials. Well, it's nice that you call for that, Kevin, but that's never going to happen. The Texans lost. They did not lose just because of some bad calls. Yes, they were bad by the referees. So, that's all I'm going to say about that. But thanks for sending that question in. I feel your pain. Calvin Key, I saw improvement in this team. I think the offense is still a work in progress, and they need to, as a team, learn how to close a deal. Fair assessment. Offense getting better. Yes, fourth quarter, you have a lead, a touchdown lead, and it goes through your hands there. So, yeah, Texans did need to finish stronger. Bill O'Brien said so. Brock Osweiler said so. Everybody on the defense said so. Amen to you, Calvin. Giovanni de la Garza. Dear Drew, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. Same to you, Giovanni. With a short week and Thanksgiving coming up, how prepared will the Texans be? With all the injuries on defense, how impressive is it that they are ranked fourth in the NFL? It's very impressive. You don't have your best player on your team, J.J. Watt, who's the best defensive player in the NFL, and you're still doing some really good things. So it's very, very impressive. But as far as preparation, Texans will be ready. That was a grueling Monday night football showdown. They've got a lot to handle this Sunday with the Chargers, but they'll be ready. They always have a good game plan. It's going to be a good one. They're looking for win number 7. Jonathan Myers, Dear Drew, when will Watt at least be back on the sidelines at the games pumping the D up? I don't know. Might be soon. He's back in the building as of last Monday, Tuesday, and could be soon. He could be back on the sidelines helping him out, but he's had to stay away from the sidelines. If you're not able to move around really easily, you can't be down there because sometimes plays come your way, the ball comes your way, and you might get hurt just standing around, not being in an ambulatory fashion. You like that word, ambulatory? Corey Rogers, Dear Drew, do you see Braxton Miller getting more touches as the season progresses? Yes, I do. He's a rookie. He's learning this offense. He had a great touchdown the other night. He had his best game of the year, according to Bill O'Brien. So yes, I do think you're going to see more Braxton Miller as the season goes on. Playing a little bit more outside at receiver, not just in the slot, so keep your eyes on that. And Corey, you win scratch-off. That was such an amazing question. We love award. Amazing question, writer. So just send in a question. You know what to do. Bakari Walker, Dear Drew, Brock played his best game, and do you think the chemistry is getting better between Hopkins and him? I think the chemistry is there. I think just the effectiveness of running the offense is getting better. I do think it's happening with Hopkins. They had 5 connections the other night and really should have gone for about 100 yards, but we all saw what happened there on that touchdown that didn't happen with DeAndre. But yeah, the offensive line is coming together, and I think that's really helping this offense as a whole. He's able to spread the ball around. He threw to 9 different receivers, including himself, Brock Osweiler did the other night. Happy Thanksgiving. Can't wait to see you Sunday against the Chargers.